Masechet Sanhedrin. So we're holding on is where we're holding. Kaf Daled Amud Bet, 24B towards the bottom of the page. We're in this new Gemara. We're learning in our Mishnah those people who are passed from being witnesses or judges. And the Gemara is starting with the first one. The first one we said was Masachet Kubiya. Masachet Kubiya. So let's go from the beginning of the Gemara. Masachet Kubiya. What does it mean, a person who plays dice?
Again.
My Ka'avid. Yeah. So the Gemara wants to know, what's he done wrong? So what? He plays dice. People play with a skipping rope, they play football. This one plays dice. Well, what? What's so bad about it? My Kavid, what's he done? What's so bad about that?
It's a form of theft.
Apparently. Well, we're not sure. We got Machloket. First opinion is yes, it's a type of theft. The first opinion is Rami Bar Chama. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Mishum Tehava Asmachta. Because it's an Asmachta. That's the problem. Basmachta lokanya. And Asmachta is not binding. Asmachta lokanya. And that's the problem. So there's Rabbi Bar Chama, so we're going to see it's an opinion that's disputed. But Rabbi Bar Chama says the problem with dice playing is it's not a valid agreement. There's no kinyan to take the other guy's money. So when you put your hand in and you stuff it in your pocket, there was no agreement there. There was no kinyan. You really took something that wasn't 100% wasn't binding. The guy agreed, you were allowed to do it. Two mutual consenting adults. One says, you can take my money. He takes it, but it's not a kinyan. There's no valid contract there. Why not? So Rashi told us, because when he put the money over, according to Rabbi Bar Chama, he didn't expect to lose it. He never intended to give it up. He thought he was going to win, otherwise he would never put the money in, and therefore he had no intention to make a contract to give that money over. For that reason, there's no valid kinyan. According to Rabbi Bar Chama, Rav Sheshet says different. Amar Rav Sheshet, kol ki hai gavna, all that is like this, all things like this, all types of gambling. Lav asmachta hi. It's not considered an asmachta, right? Rabbi Bar Chama said it is an asmachta. And Rav Sheshet says no, it's not an asmachta in his opinion. Right? Ela, rather, there's a different reason. But before we get to the reason that he gives instead, Rashi explains why Rav Sheshet thinks it's not an asmachta. The Rashi is not so easy. The wording of the Rashi is not so easy, but the footnote that translates the Rashi is much easier for me to read. So I'll tell you what it says in the footnote that explains the Rashi. Rashi explains like this. Rav Sheshet says it's not an asmachta because that's not really an asmachta. Rav Sheshet says, or according to Rashi, Rav Sheshet says, I'll tell you what a real asmachta is. An asmachta is where you have no intention of giving the money over. But wait a minute, didn't we just say that over here, you had no intention? So here Rav Sheshet said no. Here you actually did have intention. You knew what you were getting into. You knew you had a good chance, 50-50 at least, depending on the odds, that you were going to lose the money. It was a definite possibility. Right? You didn't want to lose the money, but you knew it was a clear possibility you were going to lose it. Therefore, you went into it with an intention that you might well lose that money. So that's not an asmachta, said Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet is a real asmachta, and he brings two examples. Rashi brings two examples. He brings two examples from the Gemara. It looks like to find it, so they're a weird examples, but they're examples where you can find, just like we saw on Daf Kaf Bet in Vavavatra, where one man leased his field to another person. Right, so they always try and bring top. So he gives two examples. One example he brings is where a person says, Maybe we can shut that. Akiva? Can you just shut the door? Thanks. Ta. In English, ta means thanks.
Ta?
Ta.
What language is that?
English, the Queen's English. The Queen would never say that, but the Queen's serving girl would say ta. It means thanks. Teaching used to new words. Anyway, ta very much, if you're really posh. Right, so he brings two examples. The first example he brings, he says, I'll tell you what asmahta is. This is an example. Someone who says, I'll do some work for you, and if I don't do it correctly, or if I mess up, or I don't do it on time, I'll pay you a fine. I agree, a fine. Why? And that's an asmahta. Why? Because I don't believe I'm going to have to pay the fine. Because it's in my hands to do. I can make sure, I say to you, trust me, I'm such a great lawyer. If you hire me and you don't like it, you'll get your money back. I never intend you to give you my money back. Not if you don't like it, because that could be your opinion, but something that's in my hands. If I, let's say, I agree to do something that you can't argue about. I agree to, I know.
Contractors. Sometimes I agree to finish your house by such a date.
Right.
If I don't finish by that date, then you
pay a penalty. Exactly. So that would be an example. So that penalty payment is, says Rav Sheshet, is an asmata. Because it's the guy never intends to pay that penalty. He thinks he's going to do it on time. He's never thinking, you know what, I'm going to be late, I might have to pay the penalty. He's only given that in order to try and get a sealed deal, to make you comfortable, to whatever. I for sure don't think I'm ever going to pay it. So because I never think I'm going to pay it, it's an asmata. Whereas in the dice, there is a good plan, right? There's a 50-50 chance I'm going to lose here, says Rosh Hashem. So that can't be an asmata. Asmata is only something you don't think you're going to have to pay. So you're right. So the Rabbi Bahama says, I agree with you, an asmata is something you think you don't have to pay, but I think in a gambling situation, you don't think you're going to have to pay. Your mind's not intending to. Rosh Hashem says, no, he's got a different understanding. He says, you're right, you don't want to, but your mind is settled on the fact that you might have to. But in the case where it's entirely reliant on you to do the job on time or properly, then that's an asmata, because you for sure have 100% clarity at that moment that you're not going to pay it. I'm not paying him that, no chance. Just do the job. I would never have agreed to do the job in that time for that money if I never thought I could do it. The penalty is just, it's not real.
Let's say job. Yeah. Say I made it next week, I finish the job.
Yeah.
And not, I pay you. So, you see, it's a new power.
So
when Hashem will not want to,
You're right, but we're talking about here, what is his mind at the time? In order to have a kinyan, you need to have kavanah. You need to have an intention at the time. That's why women and children, I know what women talk, but children and fools can't make kinyan in. They can't make a kinyan. Can't make a kinyan with a kid. Why? Because he hasn't got dad. He hasn't got hashkophically, he hasn't got dad yet. Someone without that can't make a kinyan. So here we're saying he hasn't got that in the kinyan itself. He's got that, but I haven't got that in the kinyan. I have no intention to fulfill it. But if I think at the time, even though I'm wrong later, it's going to turn out, right? It's all rained, it snowed, whatever happened, I got stuck in a traffic jam, plenty of things. But at the time I said I was going to do it, I had that. I had full intention. And therefore, the penalty, in my mind, was never, ever going to take effect. So because the penalty was never going to take effect in my mind, then that's an asmata. The penalty, the agreement is fine. The agreement is binding in the kinyan. I'm going to do the work. But the penalty payment is an asmata. The penalty payment you can't enforce. If you went to court, according to Rav Sheshet, on the basis of that penalty payment, the court, I'm extrapolating, this doesn't say that here, but I'm just assuming that this is the case, it would make sense. The court would say, no, according to Rav Sheshet, that penalty payment was never binding. It was only an asmata. You can't make him pay up. He never intended to pay it. So what, how's it fit in? So this only fits in, this is tangential, this fits in now because Rav Sheshet is just arguing Rav Rami, he says it's not an asmachta. Rami, you say that as an asmachta. I'm telling you it's not an asmachta. I'll tell you what an asmachta is, Rashi says. So therefore, Rav Sheshet now says, the reason why dice playing and gambling results in the fact that you can't be a judge, it's got nothing to do with asmachta and gezel. Right, asmachta leads to gezel. The fact it's not an asmachta means that when you take it, it's gezel. Kiilu gezel. But as, so Rav Sheshet says, that's not the right route. What it means is, the reason why the Mishnah says you can't play dice is for a different reason. What's the reason? Ela lefi she'ein asukim b'yushufei shel olam. It's because they're not dealing with settling the world. They're not involved in anything useful in society. This is a bummer, a waster, or whatever other words we have these days.
A waste of resources.
A wastrel. A yoshvei karanot. Street corner dweller. He's not doing anything useful for the world. And for that reason, we're not... I don't know and how that means that he'll be a judge. It could just be a penalty on him. You see, the first reason, the fact that you're involved in gezel, Tov, so your mind's not yashar. But here, there's no explanation. It's not clear to me if anyone wants to come up with a reason. Why it should be that because you're not involved in helping the world, therefore, you shouldn't be a judge. Or
there,
witness.
There was a footnote here about knowing, since you're so involved with something else, you're not involved with knowing commercial law.
Okay, that could be that. So that would make sense.
I saw it somewhere, I just don't know which footnote.
It's not so obvious from the wording that that's what, it would be. It's nice that the fact that you're not involved in business means that you can't be a judge.
You wouldn't have the knowledge.
You wouldn't understand how business works. But... I know, I think some of the card players are very sharp. Right, they know exactly what's going on. Card players are very sharp. They know exactly what's going on.
No, but a better example would be Madoff as a gambler.
That would disqualify, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but it would disqualify most of Wall Street. Most of Wall Street live their jobs on gambling. Not most of them, but like those who are in those big important jobs. Everyone else is on the computer typing in the name and address of the person you just took the money from. It's not, but everybody, the people at the top. So what are we saying? We're saying that they don't know business and therefore they can't be a judge. Could be. Why can't you be a witness? It's a witness too. To be a witness, you just have to be truthful. You don't have to understand business. Maybe not necessarily. You just have to say what you saw. So there's something about also being a, you can't be a witness, you're not believed. I know there's something, seems to me, or it's a penalty. We don't like you, we're going to penalize you for being for not taking part in the world. We're not going to include you in the minion, so to speak. I know what the reason is.
You have day trades, which is a pure form of gambling, and when it's fixed, people get rather upset and they start shooting the place up, as what happened in Atlanta or Grants Pass, Oregon.
Any excuse. Morning, Rabbi Elazar. We are on Kaf Dalet, Amud Bet, towards the bottom, discussing what the problem is in gambling. So we have two reasons. Rabbi Bar Chama, at least to me, seems to make more sense. But Rabbi Sheshia also has a different reason. Rabbi Bar Chama says, gambling is.
Rashi says
what? Where's that?
The last Rashi in the Mishnah says that if a person's not. A non bikiyim betiv dinan, dinin, umasa umatan.
Fair.
Maybe that's. If that's since they're not familiar with it, it also says that you're right there.
That's it. That's where it was.
Right.
But if you go down...
Yes, no, footnote 20 in there.
Yeah. If you go down to... asking about practical difference, they're saying, what if he's running another... What if he has a use profession.
Right. So far we've got two different opinions about what's going on with the dice. Right? You can either, we've just got a Mishnah. Mishnah just says dice players. Right? And that's fine for the law of the halacha. Halacha is, but the, oh, Yofi. What's the first thing you say wake up in the morning? You say, Bukatov, my darling, how are you?
I'm
gone there. I can't answer, I'm stuck. Tom, all right. You have to say hello to your wife. No, that's for sure. You have to say hello to Hashem first. Anyway, Tom, that's not our class, that's a different class. Ravel, God, ask him. Anyway. I suppose, what do you say? Your first thing is, you say to the cat, get off.
It depends on what sound I hear in the morning.
So, anyway, okay. Well, let's
whether it's breaking glass or something else.
So, okay. So, two different reasons, right? But we're just trying to, so far, it doesn't really matter what our reason is. Like the Mishnah said, dice players are ineligible. So when you come into court and you fill out the form, are you any of the above? Murderer, relative, dice player. You tick the box. Doesn't matter why we need to know what a dice player is, because it's Gezel and it's an Asmata and it's relevant. Right? If you're a dice player, the Mishnah said, you're ineligible. Why do I need to know what the law is behind it? So but then that's the Gemara comes on to say now.
The Mishnah didn't cover murderers.
No, not much.
Why is the Ketoret very important?
Yeah.
It gives the explanation and the Ketoret is Ketuv BaTorah. Because it's written in the Torah, that's why it's the Baal. Even the Mishnah says Ketuv BaMishnah. You can't be one of them.
That's it. But from the point of view of the Gemara, the Gemara wouldn't come and discuss the reason why if I don't need it. The Gemara is actually only coming to elucidate, really, the halacha. Top, there's a bit of hashkafa and whatever. But generally speaking, the Mishnah told us no dice players. So we should have a question in our mind. So why are we discussing? He says the reason is this, and he says the reason is that, and he says because dice players smell bad. And who cares? It's actually irrelevant for the Gemara to start discussing that. Unless we have a practical difference. So that's what the Gemara comes on now.
Dice players as a category. So you could expand the category.
Okay, so you could say, so that would be another reason. I want to learn that this category is not discrete, and that it's just an example of other types of people, and if I know the reason behind it, I can expand it to other people too.
Because further on, they go into pigeon racers, and so these are two different types.
Yeah, but then that's only because the Mishnah brought pigeon racers.
Right. So
the Mishnah didn't bring it; you wouldn't be able to do it.
Right. So they're comparing the differences between dice players and pigeon racers.
So therefore, you need to know.
One says, right. "I would think that the." Is because of my skills, and the other one would say is because of the pigeon's skills, and then they reversed it because the pigeon's skills, because I am better at making, you know, getting the pigeon to fly,
right.
And the other one would say, you know, my opponent is better at pigeon.
Okay, whatever. So then, could be that then we would probably bring the discussion over there because it does it at this point. It doesn't seem to help us to know what it's very nice to know it, but we're very interested to know why the rabbis said what they said. But unless there's a good reason for knowing, we need to come and find it in the Gemara. We're waiting to see what is the reason you're telling me the background details here. There needs to be a reason. It's not just having a discussion, oh, that's nice. That's interesting. Why did you say that? Well, actually, I've got my own opinion. Why did you say it? Okay, so now we come on to the reason why we were being told the difference. My Benehu, what's the difference between these two opinions? Right, it's relevant that Rav Sheshesh and Rabbi Bahama are having a machoket. It's important. Why? Because there's a difference between them. What's the difference? Ika Benehu, this is what the difference is between them. Degamar Amanuta Achriti. Where the the gambler has another profession. Right, just like the Mishnah said, there was another category. The difference between Rav Sheshet and Rami Bar Hama is they don't have the same tick box. If you went into the courtroom,
they don't have the same what?
Tick box. If you went into the courtroom of Rami Bar Hama and then you went into the courtroom of Rav Sheshet, you wouldn't have a tick box that was the same. You wouldn't have a box, are you any of the following? Relative, certified idiot, right, whatever, gambler,
liberal,
right? Because if you did, if you had that same checklist in both courts, then there's no difference between them. They're not actually arguing. But the Gemara says there is a difference, a practical difference. Only one of them allows for where there is another profession. So in the case of Rami Bar Hama, he said the reason you were disqualified is because you have Gezel in your hands. And anyone who has Gezel in their hands, they can't be a judge. So for him, or witness. So for him, it doesn't matter if you've got another profession. Right? It doesn't make any difference. You've still got Gezel and you're still right, right? But for Rav Sheshet, who said the reason is because you're not settling the world. Ah, but now if you've got another profession, so fine, you're now back in. You're now qualified. So there is a practical difference between those two opinions as to the dice players. You're right, they both say dice players. Why do I need to know what their thinking is? Because there's a practical difference. Practical difference is where the dice player has another job, according to Rav Sheshet, it's fine. You're settling the world, you're involved, you're in, you're doing something useful, so you play a bit of cards on the side, doesn't bother me. According to Rabbi Mahama, no, play a bit of cards on the side. Even though you've got a respected job as a greengrocer, right? I know that you've got a Thursday night card game. Thursday night card game just takes you out of it, right?
Now, what if they want to make tshuva, which we'll cover later?
Then we'll cover it later.
Thursday night
tshuva night. Depends on where they switch the card game for a shiv. Top. Okay, next. Utanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. This is our Mishnah, by the way. We learned in our Mishnah, Utanan. Right, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, like the end of our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ematai, when are we talking about? When does this disqualification apply? Bizman she'ein lahem umanot elahu. At a time when they don't have any other job, right? So we see. Hold on, let me just finish it. Aval im yesh lachem umana emonot shelohu. That's not this kasherim. But if they have another job, then they're kosher. So we see that the Mishnah or Rabbi Yehuda apparently follows Rav Sheshet's opinion, right? Rav Sheshet said, you can't be a dice player unless you've got another job as well. Because the problem with being a dice player is nothing to do with Gezel. It's the fact that you're not helping out. You're not doing anything useful for the world. But if you've got another job, you're fine. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. The same as Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is the same as Rav Sheshet's opinion. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
See that?
Yeah.
Huh?
The opposite.
The opposite. Rabbi Yehuda's in the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Sheshet apparently follows Rabbi Yehuda. Right, the Gemara is going to now question, is he really following? Is it the same thing? We're going to come on to. But that's what it looks like at this point. Right? It looks like they're the same opinion.
So all the point of that you're not allowed to give testimony or to be judged, it's when you... you are for tachviv, so it's okay.
When it's a hobby?
Yeah.
If you have another job, then it's fine. But if it's your hobby, but you don't do anything else, so it's not fine.
So if you work in a place, you have a job, and it's your hobby, so all what we speak here, it's cancelled?
Yeah, but only according to Rav Sheshet. According to Rav Rami Bahama, no. Even if you have another job, because it's gezel, you can't be a judge. It's like gezel. It's not gezel exactly. It's like gezel. Okay. Alma, tama de matnitin, mishum yishuk, shalolam hu. Therefore, we see that the reason for our Mishnah is because of settling the world. Appears to be, says the Gemara, that our Mishnah follows Rav Sheshet's opinion about settling, if you see what it's backwards, but right? It's going with that opinion. Kasha le Rabbi Bahama. And that will bring a kasha for Rabbi Bahama. Right, Rabbi Bahama can't go against the Mishnah. Nachon? Rabbi Bahama is an Amora. He's trying to explain the Mishnah. Our Mishnah appears to say that the reason is just like Rav Sheshet. And not like Rabbi Bahama. So how can Rabbi Bahama say his opinion? Yeah? Question is clear? Yofi. So let's try and understand an answer. Vechiteima. Before we get to an answer, the Gemara rules something out. If you want to say, Plige Rabbanan Alei de Rabbi Yehuda. Let's wipe this up so you can see what this means. So, Mishnah says like this. Mishnah says, first opinion of the Mishnah is not given, right? Tanakama. Right, no, just the Mishnah just starts off by saying, Elohem Pasulim. Right, who is Pasul? Who is Pasul? Dice players, etc. A few other things. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, When do they pass all? When they don't have any other job? Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Al Gemara said, we see that the Mishnah follows like Rav Sheshet. Rabbi Yehuda says, when does this apply? When does our Mishnah talking about? When there's no other job. But this disqualification only applies when he's not got any other job. Which is the same as Rav Sheshet completely. So this is the kasha now for Rabbi Bahama. Right? You've got a Mishnah, you can't go against the Mishnah. The Mishnah apparently gives the reason when there's no other job. According to Rabbi Bahama, that's irrelevant. When there's no other job. Even if there is another job, you're still disqualified. So, what's Rabbi Bahama gonna tell you? How can he look at this Mishnah and come out with something completely different? So the Gemara says, if you want to say, first of all, maybe if you are the advocate for Rabbi Bahama and you're trying to explain Rabbi Bahama's position, you can say, no, Rabbi Bahama is following the position of Rabbanan. Maybe we can say that actually Rabbi Bahama is following Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan in our Mishnah disagree. How do I know Rabbanan in our Mishnah disagree? Well, I don't. Rabbanan don't appear in our Mishnah. But he's suggesting it in the way of, he's suggesting it in the way of Rabbi Yehuda is giving an opinion. He's saying Rabbanan would disagree. This is just one opinion, as opposed to the other opinion. What is it? The Mishnah is saying, I'm telling you the rule. Here's the rule. The rule's about dice play. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, in my opinion, this dice playing disqualification only applies in this case. And Rabbanan would disagree. Rabbi Yehuda is a single opinion in the Mishnah. It's not there's two ways of saying it. We could say, let's say this is Ravana. Right? The first opinion, the unnamed Tanakama, is Ravana. Ravana, Tanakama could be Ravana. Right?
Okay.
Ravana is saying A, and they're arguing with Rabbi Yehuda, who's saying B. Right? They're actually disagreeing. They're two opinions. If you want to say the Mishnah is two opinions, but the first opinion, which is Rabbanan, it's unquoted, but it's Rabbanan, right, says, who is Pasul? Dice players, monkey shooters, cheese gatherers, whatever they are. Always. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda to argue and says, no, when, before the word when is in brackets, no, when does this apply? Only. Right, he's arguing. And actually, therefore, if that's correct, then Rabbi Bar Hamma has opinion. Rabbi Bar Hamma followed Rabbanan. Rabbi Bar Hamma. Right? He's fine. He's not in a problem now. He's not going against the Mishnah. He's just not going with Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, I don't go with Rabbi Yehuda, I go with Rabbanan. But no one says Rabbi Yehuda is the only opinion of this Mishnah. There's a Rabbanan here, they argue, that's a... That's it. So I've got someone, I'm fine. I've got a cash against it. Okay? Right? But, and that makes sense then, because then Rabbanan is saying, you're always disqualified. Doesn't matter if you've got another job or not. Why? Because it's Gezer. So there's no qualification on that. So the Gemara says, but that's wrong. If you want to say that actually, the Chitema, says the Gemara, Chitema plige Rabbanan aleya. If you want to say that there's a dispute here, plige Rabbanan. Rabbanan are disputing Rabbi Yehuda. Right? There's an argument between the Sefer and the Resha, between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan.
The dispute is about if he has a if he works or not.
Yeah, if he works or not. That's the dispute. What Rabbi Yehuda says, if he works, it's fine. Rabbanan say if you work it's not fine.
But are they only talking about a smakta?
No, we have two different. It doesn't matter whether
so
it's a smakta or.
So Rabbanan and Rav Sheshet in the same.
Rabbanan is Rami Bar Hamma and Rav Yehuda is Rav Sheshet.
No, because the reason I ask is
yeah.
If you should say that. The rabbis dispute Rav Yehuda.
Yeah.
Maintain the gambler is disqualified because of the smakta. This is not so.
Right. Yeah, hold on. We're going to get to why it's not so. But yeah, right, according to the proposal is that Rabbanan agree that it's think it's an asmakta, and Rav Yehuda thinks it's not an asmakta.
Because he thinks it's Kezel.
No, because he thinks it's not for settling the world. Rabbi Yehuda thinks the reason why you can't be a gambler is because you're not doing anything useful for the world.
So he doesn't even talk about it in a smakta.
No. He says it's not an asmakta. He says if it was an asmakta, I'd agree with you. I'd agree with Rabbanan. I'd agree with the other opinion.
And what about Gezel?
Gezel is asmakta. Asmakta and Gezel is the same reasoning. Asmachta equals Gezel. Because it's an Asmachta, it ends up being Gezel, because there's no Kinyan. You took the money for no on no contract. That's why it's Gezel, because it was only an Asmachta. It wasn't a contract.
Okay.
Right, so that's the opinion of Rabbanan, according to this proposal.
But that Chachamim, that they say that it's no problem, like because if it's a walk, so it's not a point of Yeshua Shel Olam, but what their answer about the Gezel.
So, correct, Yofi. So he says it's not an Asmachta. It's a Kinyan. He doesn't agree with it's an Asmachta. Opinion A says it's an Asmachta. Opinion B says it's not an Asmachta. It's fine. It's wonderful.
Because no Gezel?
It's not Gezel, yeah. So what's the problem? The problem is you're not settling the world. It's not Gezel. Gezel, no problem with Gezel at all.
By the way, about the point of Gezel,
yeah.
On the mastermind is when I make gambling with somebody and I not, it's not in my heart that I will lost my money.
Nachon.
But who says maybe the guy when he going to gambling, you know, maybe I win, maybe I lost.
So that's the two different opinions. So Rav Sheshet says you're right, maybe you win, maybe you lost, and you did give it.
Like,
and he did, that's why he says it's not an aslata. But the first opinion says no. When a person goes to gamble, he never wants to give his money. It's a clear rule.
But
that's his opinion. That's his hashkafa about what's going on in that situation. It's an argument. The Rav Sheshet says no. But it's the two different opinions. Okay, so here, so now we want to, so back to our problem. We have a problem for Rami Bar Chama, right? He doesn't appear to have anyone to rely on, but the guy says, maybe you can say that our Mishnah has Rabbanan with a different opinion. There's two opinions in the Mishnah. One is Rav Yehuda and one is Rabbanan. And therefore, Rami Bar Chama is simply following Rabbanan's opinion. But the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. You cannot say, like we said over here. On here, we said there was two different opinions. Right? We said that the first opinion was Rabbanan, and we said the second opinion was Rav Yehuda, and they disagree with each other. Right? We took our Mishnah. Our Mishnah only has the words in blue. Right? The Mishnah on the page has the words in blue. And we came along.
I can't see that part.
Top. Yeah, I have to trust me. And we came added...
What's in blue?
The blue is the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, who's Pasul, a dice player? Rav Yehuda says, when he doesn't have another job. That's the Mishnah.
Okay.
We then came along and added in our red pen and said, that first opinion is Rabbanan, and they're arguing with Rav Yehuda. Two different opinions. But that red pen is not on the page. It's possible, it could be that this is really Rabbanan. And they are arguing, like we said. But it's not there for sure. And the Gemara is going to prove to me now how it can't, why it's not like this. This is an option. The way we constructed our Mishnah, and I said, the Mishnah is actually an argument. And we've got Rabbanan on one side, saying, dice players is disqualified in any case. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no! Only where they don't have another job. And they have an argument between them. And therefore, that makes sense. Rav Sheshet goes this way, and Rav Bahana goes that way. Wonderful. Gemara shows that can't be true. This is not a valid way of looking at our Mishnah. We're going to see why now. Gemara's going to explain. But this is not correct to say that our Mishnah is a dispute. Actually, what we're going to see is this is just one opinion. Rav Yehuda is explaining. He's not arguing Rabbanan. He's explaining Rabbanan. Right? There's a difference. If he's arguing with Rabbanan, then it's like what we said. Two different opinions. We've got room for Rav Sheshet on this side and room for Rabbi Yoham on the other side. But if we're now going to see in our Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing, he's coming to explain, I'll tell you what Rabbanan meant when they said dice players. What they meant is this. But there's no argument. They're not arguing. And we've only got one opinion in our Mishnah. And when you've got only one opinion in the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, so you haven't got anywhere for Rabbi Bar Chama to fall. Because there's no argument here. Everybody agrees that when does this apply? Dice players only when he's got no other job. Everyone agrees. So why is it giving it in the name of Rabbi Yehuda and not giving it in the name of Mishnah? Because Rabbi Yehuda came along to explain. Mm-hmm. He was explaining what everybody's agreement is. Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, let me clarify, you know when it says dice players, it only means when they have no other job. Everyone agrees that.
So it means this, Rav Sheshet explained it best from Rabbi Yehuda?
So Rav Sheshet is fine. Rav Sheshet, according to, we're going to see it in a minute, but Rav Sheshet now is very clear. Rav Sheshet follows the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is clear. The Mishnah is only talking about this case. Rav Sheshet is clear. Rabbi Bar Chama now left with a problem. Rabbi Bar Chama now has no one to support him. Where did he get his opinion of Gezel from? There's no, according to this Mishnah, Rabbi Bar Chama doesn't apply, it doesn't exist. So let's see the Gemara's explanation of why this is not like we wanted it to be, why it's not a machloket. So the Gemara says like this: the chitay maplige. If you want to say it's an argument, Rabbanan aleya de Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda, then you'd be wrong. Why? Vaha amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because we heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi tell us a rule that would disqualify our opinion, right? That ruins our kimta, ruins our understanding of the Mishnah. Why? It means breaks this.
Soter
what we wrote. Why? Kol makom she'amar Rabbi Yehuda. He told us a rule. Any place where Rabbi Yehuda says, Ematai, Ubameh, or he says, Bameh, means, Ematai means when, Ubameh means, and in what case. Anytime Rabbi Yehuda comes along in a Mishnah, using one of those expressions, Einor ela lefaresh divrei hachamim, he only comes in order to explain the words of Chachamim. He's not coming to argue. He's coming to explain the words of Chachamim. So it's not like we wrote in the red. Rabbi Yehuda, there's a rule. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told us a rule. Rabbi Yehuda, when he says the word Ematai, he comes to explain. He doesn't come to argue.
I'm sorry, where is he?
25A1.
No, I'm talking about in the Mishnah.
Who?
Rabbi
Yehuda.
No, Yeshua ben Levi.
He's not.
He's not
in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is pulled out of left field to teach us a rule about Rabbi Yehuda. You should know that whenever you see Rabbi Yehuda in a Mishnah, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, then he comes to, when he says the word Ematai, he comes to explain. I don't know, I just made it up. I heard it from somewhere.
It's a baseball term.
Yeah. The Queen's English has been corrupted by many generations of the colonies divesting themselves of the. I just give you your opinion. I don't say that that's definitely what happened, but.
Now you get your sandwiches on the crust, right?
No, it's not all bad. It's not all bad. I like pizza. It's not all bad.
Oxford officially came out in 2005 and said the only country that still practices beets between English is Canada. Not in England. If you haven't been to England, you won't find an Englishman there. That's the problem. But anyway,
we need Fowler's Modern English Usage 1913.
Thank you for our quarterback in the left field. Tom, time out. I think it's time to throw the towel. Tom.
Out in left field.
Bleachers is something you do in the bathroom.
And
no?
It's called a 25 pence bag.
Bleachers is economic, no?
Yeah. Tom, anyway, after that wonderful interlude, let's get back to our holy word of Torah. So what are we saying? So we're saying that it can't be how we said. Not only did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi tell us that rule, but Rabbi Yochanan also told us a rule. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ematai, when you see the word Ematai, Lefaresh, it comes to Lefaresh, it comes to explain. But when you see the word Ubameh, it comes to Lachlok. So you're right, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi does have an argument with Rabbi Yochanan about what happens when you see those words in the Mishnah by Rabbi Yehuda. But even in that argument, they both agree that the word Ematai comes to Lefaresh. So no one can argue, it's a clear rule accepted by all parties, right? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they argue about it, but they agree on one thing. Whenever you see that word, it means Lefaresh. It means it comes to explain. Everybody agrees that Lefaresh only comes to mean Lefaresh. Here the question in my art scroll is after three more lines of text, showing you that the question mark is really just on Rabbi Bar Chama. Meaning the question mark is not on the what we just said. What we just said is clear. It's a clear proof. The question mark comes back to Rabbi Bar Chama, because we now still have a kashya now, because he's now got no one to follow. Our Mishnah apparently is now clear. Follows the opinion which is expounded by Rabbi Sheshet. It follows the reasoning of you need to have another job and then you're fine.
How did Rabbi Yehuda read the first of the twice the gardener of his pasul.
Right.
Means, let's say you have garden, you have your regular job, but you want to make your garden. You're not a gardener.
Right.
So you want your profession.
Correct.
So it's like this too. You can play when you.
No, that's fine. But as long as you want another job.
How did he read this first?
Yeah, but how did he see it? He didn't see it in there. He had a masura. He was explaining, he was saying that the Mishnah wasn't complete. It's not in the words. Masachei Kubiya. He's giving over the Masura as to when it applies. It's not something that's in the Lashon in the word itself. So we'll see tomorrow. Bezrat Hashem, Rabbi Bar Chama's answer.
Rashi.
Tomorrow we're over time.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you.